Among those issues, resistance to mask and COVID vaccine mandates and opposition to teaching about America's racial history and slavery in anything akin to the so-called critical race theory. In Botetourt County, Brandi Campbell is running in the Buchanan District as a write-in candidate against Jenny Wilson in what is an open seat.
I got upset originally with the mask mandates in August when they went from parent choice to mandatory. I went to the school board and I was completely expecting them to listen to their voters, listen to the parents, and it was completely the opposite. They just wanted to do what Richmond told them to do. And that was eye-opening for me. I had seen it on social media, other school boards doing the same thing, but I was like, not in Botetourt County.
Campbell, who says science has not proven that the vaccines are working, is also upset about the number of canceled bus routes due to driver shortages at Botetourt County schools. She used to be a bus route coordinator and a preschool teacher. As for critical race theory, which the State Board of Education insists is not part of the curriculum.
CRT is showing just the opposite. On paper, it looks good. It looks like it's going to try to get rid of racism, but it just the opposite happens when you constantly bring up race and your differences. It divides people. It doesn't bring people together. I want history to be just that, history, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So we repeat the good, we learn from the bad, and we don't repeat the ugly.
Meanwhile, Steve Dean is also running as a write-in candidate for a Botetourt County School Board seat, facing off against incumbent and chair of the board, Anna Weddle, in the Amsterdam District. Dean claims he has a Virginia Department of Education pamphlet that proves they are promoting the teaching of critical race theory to school systems. But even if it's not called CRT, Dean says it's an indoctrination in every classroom.
They're teaching our kids to hate each other. If you're black, you're oppressed. If you're white, you're an oppressor. The blacks have no capability of moving up in this world, and the whites are keeping them down, and that's what they're teaching. So they're teaching everything opposed to what Martin Luther King actually died for, that you teach that people should be judged by the content of their character and not by the color of their skin. And CRT turns this on its head.
Steve Dean says he recruited Brandi Campbell to run for a school board seat in Botetourt County.
We've had a lot of response from our campaign. We've had lots of people step up and say, we want to help you, and we've gotten a lot of help. First of all, parents don't know what's going on in the schools unless the schools tell them. And that's what's really missing today, the communication that is needed between the parents, the teachers, the administrators.
Dean also says their write-in campaigns are resonating with the residents they meet with.
I also want to bring back to the school system an education that will teach kids reading, writing, arithmetic, civics, government, history, the real history. And in order to do that, we're going to have major changes in the school board.
For WFIR News in Depth, I'm Gene Morano.